And hello, 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 and welcome. Welcome to Heavenly Whispers, Food for the Soul. And the chef is in the house. Let's see if the man from down under is wide awake, since we are. Chefy, are you with us? Checking the crystal ball.
I've got two of those. Ha ha ha. Oh, hang on, wrong balls.
Are you sitting on them?
You think for some reason I've got a double thing going on here? That's this stupid bloody computer.
Well, you just said you had two. Not surprised.
I've actually got three jokes to the side. From Frank, you know, those. Why are you? What? Why are you doing this to me, Blog Talk? Why are you giving me two frickin' sounds? Where the hell do you mute this shit now? Must be there. Yeah, how's that? Yeah, I got it. Yeah, normally when you organize Skype, it isolates the show. It didn't. I don't want to listen to myself. I sound like a gay Jamie Oliver. Oh, yubbly yubbly, you know. Get the faggot off. Oh, no. Where'd he come from? Faggot, that's a little tin of food you get from Scotland. Is it really? Oh, okay. Ha! Happy frickin' New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. Again and again and again. Happy New Year.
I'm on my third frickin' New Year, and it's only been 4 days or 3 days. Right, yeah. What is it with you people? Can't you all stay in one time zone? Oh, dear. I celebrate my New Year with a throat infection. Ha-ha, yeah, thank you very much. You get that.
Oh, that's not good.
I'm on antibiotics and all that sort of stuff. It'll obviously clear itself up. Or I'll just sound worse than I normally do. Could be worse. We had a quiet New Year's. No great things happened. Mind you, my three sons done something. Two of my three boys done something unusual about 2 nights ago. So picture this: for Christmas, I bought my 22-year-old son, who is up the chain in one of the supermarkets. He's a so he's 6K a year and all that sort of stuff. Full of responsibility, we bought him a walkie. So it's like about 11 o'clock at night. He turns to us and goes, "I want some food." So he grabs my youngest, who's still on his pee plate, puts on his onesie, and his youngest drives him around. They go down to the local KFC, buy some food. On the way back, they get pulled over by the cops doing an RBT, a random breath test, alcohol breath test. So you can just imagine it. The cop pulls him over, winds the window down, takes one look at the passenger seat, looks at my youngest son, and goes, "Good evening, sir. Can I see your license, please? Can you blow in the bag?" And does Han know that the Wookiee's out?
That's hilarious.
It was a classic. Poor cops.
They're
all good, all quiet. One moment. Pardon me. So hear that through the show, just ignore it. I phlegm up a little bit.
Thanks
for
sharing.
Babies. Well, you know how it is. I was listening to the start of the show, and you had Happy by Pharrell Williams.
Oh, I love that song.
Have you heard the Weird Al Yankovic's version of that?
No.
Yeah,
is he still around?
Yes, he is. He in the end of last year, he did a send-up of that song. So, it sounds really good. In actual fact, I'd never heard Happy until I heard Weird Al's version. So,
I'll have to find
That's the only reason why I can even recognize that song. And you had Frozen at the end of all that? Let It Go from Frozen. Let It Go.
Yeah.
That song is single-handedly giving more parents the shits than any song in recorded history. Especially down this way. I don't know what it's like in America, but down this way, we will kill people and bury them in the backyard just to stop them singing that frickin' song. All these little girls running around. Oh, I'm a princess. Let it go. Let it go. Boom. There we go. We let it go, bitch. Come here. I've got a Rottweiler. You can take it for a walk. He'll let you go eventually. That's just... I am joking, people. I'm not really going to set Rottweilers on little kids who are running down the road screaming, let it go. Or would I? Yeah, we'll let it freaking go, all right. You've got to wonder whether people sit in offices somewhere, you know, like at Disney, and they go, how can we do the most? Hey, how many people can we give the shits in the world? Let me think. Oh, I know. Let's use this song. It's a plot, people. All the conspiracy theorists are going to go running around. It's a conspiracy. It's a sign. There's a kick left sign.
Because I'm happy. No.
It's a worry, isn't it?
That's too much. Well, I had a very odd day. I went to every day is odd, right? Yeah, for me. Well, that's pretty much the norm. But I went to the store. Well, I went to a few stores. But seemed like every time someone just kind of, I don't want to say aggravated me, but like just kind of really annoyed me. Yeah, kind of annoyed me to the point of, again, you know, really
shotgun.
Again already. And electronic stuff stopped working. So much so that the one store that I was in, they actually closed down their store today. And I actually had to leave. So I got nothing done in that store.
It would be interesting, though, as soon as you walked out the door, everything started to work again.
Well, coincidence? I think not. But, you know, hey, who knows?
No, you're doing your usual, affecting hysterically energy again.
And then Linda and I, we both checked the show this morning. And yet, was it yesterday, Linda, or this morning? And we were fine. And then few minutes, well, half an hour, 40 minutes before the show starts, she calls me in a panic. The show's on for tomorrow. I'm like, what? No, it's not. It's on for today. She's like, no, it's on for tomorrow. I'm like, my God.
What happened? It was this morning we checked it. We were on Skype and we both checked it, I think, at the same time. And everything was perfect go. And then I come in late, sit down to get everything ready. And it's 6 o'clock tomorrow night. I go, like, what happened while I was gone? You know, it's always something with you guys. I swear.
I don't know.
No, that's right. About 6 hours ago, about 6 hours ago, I checked before I went to bed. And it said Monday. And I said, well, they'll sort that out tomorrow morning when they get up. Or so just say it'll be sorted out tomorrow morning by the time I get up, so I just left it.
Wow. It's always something. So I'm like, okay, well, And I always put it in the show thing. It's, you know, the right thing, but always the wrong. I'm like, okay, well.
So I had to, I managed to hurt my legs a little bit because yesterday it was a lovely day, 26 degrees. I know everybody else over there was suffering from this extreme cold, but like today it's going to be 102 degrees Fahrenheit, and on Monday it's going to be 113 degrees Fahrenheit. Now that's our normal summer. So that's about 40,
wow.
Between 36 and 42 or 43 degrees Celsius for us, because we're on the metric system. So it was 26 degrees Celsius 2 days ago. So that's about, I don't know, about 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Beautiful day. So I'm sitting there thinking, what am I going to do? And I look out, I got a little front yard, only about 100 square meters, and a brick wall around it. And it's a bit of a desert. And I know it's a bit of a desert because my guides are out there having camel races up and down my freaking, what's that to my lawn, up and down the lawn, including with Lawrence of Arabia. And I'm thinking, okay, time to go out there with the lawnmower and the whippersnipper and start digging out the beds before they start taking over a country or something. You really go off your guide sometimes. I got him in the corner now, they're all doing the happy dance. When is he getting shotgun spirits?
Okay, guys, it's the call-in number. We've got a lot of people on the phone lines already, but the call-in number is 347-884-9491. If you'd like a reading with Peter or myself. Peter will also give you something to help you out personally with
Scotch.
Your yeah. With your diet as well. Something, you know, whether it be something like a fruit or
Or tell you to lose weight, fatty, or
you know,
like I can
that
talk.
Pertains to you.
Sat down one day, the airbags went off.
Are you ready for something? Are you ready for people, Pete?
Are they ready for me? I'm in a shit stirring mood. Be warned, people. I'm not PC. Be warned. I swear. Oh my God, he freaking swears. Yes, I do, and I'm Australian. Yeah. Be warned,
all
people.
Right.
I'm blunt. Okay, let's do it.
You ready to rock?
First victim.
First victim is Miss Sharon from Ohio. All righty, Sharon, you with
Hi.
Us?
I am, and hi, Peter. Hi.
Hello,
I've never
Sharon.
Talked to Peter before. First time. Hi.
Run,
save
yourself.
Okay. Okay. I like bluntness.
So, this is where I need to go. Hello, Sharon. Are you feeling
you
lucky today, Sharon? Say again.
Do you need anything from me? My birthday or anything?
Your height, your weight, your bust size, and your credit card number.
Okay, I got it.
Bad chef. Who's letting me in here?
Okay, I do admit
okay.
I have been overeating. I'm not heavy, but I have been over the Christmas time. But anyhow.
You see, the thing I require is you to give me a the most important question you want to ask. I don't do general readings. It's too easy to lie during a general reading. I can tell you you're going to win lotto, your car's going to blow up, your cat's got rabies, you know. It's easy to lie, but the most important question is the one I want to answer.
Okay. I am, if you do see in the next few months me finding employment, my contract ended a couple weeks ago.
Okay. You said a few months, so we'll actually stick to 2 months. somewhere between the end of the very beginning of the second month, I believe you'll get work. Can I ask you what you do, or what you used
you
to
hear
do?
Me? Yeah, I've been in the financial industry for 20 years, and I'm looking, if I get something in there, fine, but I'm also going to the left. I do administrative work, so you can do that pretty much anywhere. I'm trying to gear more towards health care insurance instead of sticking right into the financial, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. The reason I wanted you to talk about that is I'm looking for the energy wave, the thing that tells me that you're going to be on a different timeline to what I'm seeing, because 2 months sucks.
I'm just stressed. So, I'm very, very stressed. I know.
Okay. Do you have agencies over there, you know, employment agencies?
Oh, yeah. I have someone working with me now, but she got me this contract job. She gets me work, and, you know, contracting isn't that bad. There's benefits, and they pay decent. So while I'm looking for permanent work, yeah, she's been getting me contract jobs. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I think in about 2 weeks' time, at the max, in 2 weeks' time, she's going to give you another contract. Or there's an agency out there that's going to give you something else to tie you over. And I do believe that somewhere between from now, the fifth week or the fifth week or the sixth week, you'll actually get some form of either part-time or full-time employment, and, you know, something a bit more concrete.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yes, I think it's a very good idea for you to go down that line. It would be more beneficial for you, but also you would feel like you have a sense of worth rather than being just simply in the finance industry.
It's a good point. I know. I'm trying. It's just hard changing careers. You know, it really is.
Oh,
when you've been in the same
thing
for so long, you know.
Yeah, I can understand that fully. I've done it a few times myself.
I know.
Mind you, I always end up coming back to being a chef. Madness, sheer madness.
Oh, no, gosh.
I've got to tell you, all jokes aside, 2015 is going to be a good year for you. It's going to be a good year for a lot of people because you remember last year and about halfway through the year before when things were just shit for you?
I know, so
that's gone. For a lot of us, 2015 is the start of something new. And I do believe that's for you as well. Who's the guy? Are you seeing somebody?
Oh, my gosh. That's the least of my worries right now, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Isn't that when you meet somebody? You know, I do have a couple guys around me.
I know
but
you,
no one...
you say that, but you can't escape from them.
I kind of what from him?
You can't escape from him.
You're so funny. There is a... You're right.
Dun, dun.
I'm just...
Ah!
You're so funny. So, but I don't doubt after I get back into my job, I'm sure I'll meet somebody. But that'll happen next, you know what I'm saying?
I'll stick my neck out and say... Roughly, because look, I go ahead of you and I look at June, and I know by the time you get to June, I know it's 6 months away, but I'm just thinking 6 months ahead. I see you, one, in a full-time job, doing what you wanted in the first place, and two, you've got this guy hanging off your arm. So, you've either grabbed some poor bastard who's gone past and gone, look, I found someone, or... you're going to meet somebody, and it's going to be like coffee dates and all that sort of very low-level stuff, and it's either going to lead to a very nice friendship or something more, or it'll lead to a nice friendship.
Okay.
So he's, you know, the whole tall, dark, and handsome stranger routine? No, he looks like Danny DeVito. So
so
I am
funny.
He's taller than you by about a foot and a half, you know, head and a half, got light or medium coloured brown hair, brown eyes. He's a bit of a joker, so be warned.
You're so funny.
But he's highly intelligent. That whole glow about him, like he's smarter than what he looks.
Okay.
So that's what I got.
That was wonderful. The most important thing is the past. Oh, my God, last year is over with. I'm so glad it was the worst. Oh.
Yes, it was for all of us.
By June, I'll be back in my life again, or back to myself, that's what you're saying, with the job and everything.
Yeah, so let's make this a way of making this happen. So everything to a situation of numbers, you know, The more jobs you apply for, the more you get yourself out there, the greater your
opportunities.
You know, so, and you've been doing that. You know, you so
diligently.
Regardless,
oh.
You don't need to be a psychic to know you're going to get a job. You know what I mean? Because you're already doing the work. If you're sitting on your ass, chewing on Tim Tams, waiting for the job to come in the door, then I would say, well, congratulations, you're going to enjoy unemployment. But you're not. You're doing all the hard yards, so I know it's going to pay off.
And, you know, I even work part-time. I make more money instead of taking unemployment. I didn't even take it. I don't want it. I work because I make more money doing it. But listen, Peter, thank you so much for answering my question.
My
I needed
pleasure.
That tonight. I really did. And thank you, Anne Rose.
You're welcome, honey.
If it doesn't work out, ring back and tell me I suck.
Have a nice evening, both of you, okay?
You too,
no
honey.
Worries.
Have a happy new year.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, and we have Patricia in the Southwest. Patricia, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Happy New Year, everyone. Thank you.
Hello,
Happy
Patricia.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Are you feeling lucky today, Patricia?
You know, I called in because I'm a little depressed. I heard some news, and I don't know. My ex-husband's getting married, and I didn't think it was going to affect me. But anyway, I wanted to find out when my ship is coming in.
Let's do a little exercise to remove the problem with your ex-husband. I want you to take your right hand.
Okay.
Now, get behind the back of your head for me.
Okay.
Good. Smack yourself at the back of your head for me for even thinking that your ex-husband matters. Because I can't get this to do it myself. Smack, 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 smack. Yeah, you can stop now. Smack,
I know,
smack, smack,
I know. It never dawned on me, and it never hurt me even when we got divorced. But when I heard that, I don't know, everything just came back. So anyway.
Of course it does. Because it's that whole thing where you feel like you failed just for a moment. But what I want you to do is go, woohoo, the prick's gone.
Yes. Because I know my ship is going to be coming in sometime
and that's
soon.
That's right. So let's find somebody nice for you. Let's go for a little bit of a walk. Hang on a minute. Stop dancing to Happy. Bloody gods. It's on the disco floor. No, 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 no. Oh, Christ. They're all in the corner. Thumbs up in the air. I tell you, I'm going to get a machine gun and kill all of them. Oh, hang on, they're already gone. All right, that's not going to work. Who? Blonde hair, blue eyes. Oh, this could be interesting. There's a guy coming. Let me get this right. Can I have your age, please?
Yes.
Even roughly or do?
Let's say in my 50s, early 50s.
No, that's fine. I just had to make sure because, okay, he's either 3 years up or 3 years down from your age. You know, somewhere in that thing because he looks really young, but I get the impression he's not. So he's, if I'm not mistaken by the image he's given me, he's blonde-haired, blue eyes, you know, a little bit of flecks of either grey or red cut to the side. So he might actually be kind of like a strawberry, you know, strawberry blonde, every fifth hair's red. So he's either just getting towards the 50s or he's lying about his age because he looks better than he does. But he's quite fit. So you'll enjoy the fitness part of all this. Bad chef. He's roughly... hang on a minute, guy. Gang, no, we'll talk about that in a minute. My boys are busy trying to tell me something. He's roughly May of this year. I think you're going to get first contact. Because they're just saying, like, you know, hang in there. It's only a few months away. And I was thinking, well, what do you mean by a few months? So when's the start of your summer is May, June, somewhere around there?
Yeah.
Because there's this whole thing of him doing that whole Baywatch thing. I'm sure it's not, but the guy looks good in Speedos, unlike our Prime Minister. Roughly about mid-May, I reckon this guy's going to show up for you. Who's the crazy friend you got, the female? She's the same age as you, or she's a year down. What color is that? Auburn haired. Trying to drag you everywhere to get yourself into trouble. Probably a good trouble, not bad trouble.
I don't know, because I don't hang around with anybody, and I don't have any female friends right now.
She'll be from earlier. You know when you used to be in your like late teens and 20s, and you were a naughty girl? Was I ever a naughty girl? Yes, you were. It's something to do with her. So you're going to meet... Pardon me. I wet my whistle. You're going to meet him because of the influence of this particular person. So whatever it's got to do is a third-hand meet. Oh, hi, I'm such and such, and this is my... So brother, uncle, friend, cousin, something like that. But it's going to happen roughly about the middle of May. So, yes, this whole thing. Now, if we push ahead 5 years, you're in a relationship. But now, I don't even need to be psychic to tell you that's going to happen anyway. Written in stone, you're going to have a long-term relationship. You're never meant to just have the one person. So you can ring at the end of the year, ring me back and tell me I suck, but I'll tell you right now, I know you're going to be in a relationship, but I know it's going to be a long-term.
Okay. I
don't think you do. I'm not getting that little bit of a hint. You know, usually I can say to you, you know, a lot of times when people meet, I can usually tell there's that little bit of an indication that you've been down the supermarket looking at the peas, and they walk past, like, oh, that looks all right. You know, there's usually some form of a chance meeting beforehand, but I don't think that's the case with this particular person.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's all good anyway. I mean, you're a hottie. You'll be beating them off with a stick by the end of the year as it is.
Well, there's one guy that comes out walking when I go walking, and I wasn't sure, but he does not have blue eyes.
Well, it's okay. Look, all because I get an image, free will is everything.
Yeah.
You know, the time I'm looking at tells me you're going to have a relationship. Whoever you choose, this is why I say written in stone, whoever you choose to have a relationship with is up to you. I can only tell you about the people I know that are there, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to take up with them. It's just an opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But written in stone, you're going to have a relationship with somebody. And whether you have a few and then you get into a big one or vice versa, that's up to free will. But either way, you're good.
Good to go. Okay.
You're good to go. You're more than good to go.
That makes me feel good. Yeah, because I just have not met anybody that I was interested in, and I would like to have a committed relationship with someone. I haven't even gone on a date. But
well, that's all about change.
That's going to change.
Now, the other thing is, don't let your standards drop.
Right.
Because there's this little, this horrible little thing going on in the back of your mind where I'm not saying you're desperate, but I'm going to use a generalization that a lot of people, when they've been out of a relationship for a little while or a major relationship, they get this thing where they're kind of like susceptible to any dickhead that comes along that smiles at them. And it's usually because it's kind of like, shit, somebody likes me. So you don't need to do that.
Yeah.
Don't let your standards drop.
Yeah, I've been pretty picky. I just have not given out that vibe because I just don't feel it, you know, with certain people. And
don't rush. Get it right.
Right, exactly. And I was just feeling a little depressed, and I just wanted to find out if my ship was ever going to come in. And so,
it's going to come in, baby. That's not a problem. That's the easy bit.
Okay. And what about the guy that comes out that when I go walking, is he is there anything there with him? Or, because I was thinking of actually making conversation with him.
Yes, do it.
Okay.
I'll tell you what's going to happen. More than likely, don't quote me because I don't want to screw it up in case that actually is the person. But more than likely, from the energy I'm getting, you'll end up having like coffee dates, companionship, maybe, you know, or friendship. It could turn into something. It might not. But you know what? The best thing you could do for yourself right here and now is to go out and start talking to men.
Yeah.
Because it'll build your confidence, and that's an important thing. So, yeah, by all means, chat with a bugger.
Well, you know, the other night I had a dream, and because sometimes I get messages in my dream, and I guess it was one of my guides, and my guide said, "Did you go to McDonald's?" And I'm like, because I don't go to McDonald's. I'm a vegetarian, first of all, and they don't have anything for me to eat. So I thought, well, I'm going to go to McDonald's because that was given to me. And in comes this guy with the most beautiful smile, and he came over and he said, "Happy New Year." And we started talking. So I guess I need to listen to my guidance as well. My dream.
Yeah, go to McDonald's, get yourself a coffee.
Yes. of course, that didn't turn into anything, but it gave me the confidence to have, you know, a meaningful conversation with someone.
That's right, and that's the whole thing. The quickest way for you to get into a relationship that's going to be meaningful is to get out and do it.
Right. Okay.
Otherwise, you'll be sitting in the corner on your ass eating chocolate. And that's my job.
Oh,
they make
yeah.
me unemployed from my job.
Okay, well, I appreciate that message. Gives me hope for this year. So you're saying right around in summertime, May?
Yeah, somewhere around there. I mean, like I said, it's free will is everything. You can walk out the door tomorrow and be in a week later be in a wonderful relationship, or no later than about May. So somewhere along the line this year, you're going to end up in a good relationship.
Yeah, oh, good. Yeah, there's just been so much stuff that I need to clear out first, and then that way I'm free and clear to enjoy, because I'm looking for, you know, peace and serenity and just a peaceful life with no chaos as before. So hopefully.
No, I can understand that.
So hopefully that'll be coming soon.
Unfortunately, when you married him, you managed to get into that firm called Renter Knob. So, but you got rid of that knob, so it's okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of chaos there. But we're good friends, though. We talk, and he treats me really nice.
Look, that's all you've got to be.
Right.
The best thing you could possibly hope for when a relationship ends is to be on good terms. Because
yeah.
It's amazing how many people don't. So that's actually a plus. That also shows, and without being disrespectful, it shows maturity on both your parts.
Yes. Oh, yes, it ended pretty
And that
peacefully.
Is so important.
Absolutely, and his girlfriend, the girl that he's going to be marrying, she wants to meet me, and so there's peace and tranquility there. So, that's a big plus.
It is.
Right there, so that's good.
Okay, that's all I got for you.
Well, Chef, thank you very much, and Happy New Year. And hope
Happy
you
New
a
Year,
nice
and my absolute pleasure.
And thank you, Reverend Rose.
You're welcome. Hey, Patricia, did you ever think, though, maybe in order for you to move on, he needed to get married?
Probably, yeah, in the back of my mind. I think he meant to be incarnated in this world for that reason, and plus he really wants a child, and I wasn't going to go down that road. And so whatever makes him happy, I think that's going to be the door closing for good. So that's good. And then I know there's something else better for me. I know I was incarnated into this world for a different reason.
Yeah, so
and, we had
things,
a lot of karma
things,
there.
Right, and you know, things might just be, you know, much better for you. My
yeah.
vicious chihuahua.
Oh, she just gave me.
Hey, Annie, you're smack on because Pat's there was there to incarnate the person that he's supposed to meet, and he was there to incarnate the person that she's supposed to meet.
Right.
So they're both each other's little stepping stone.
Yeah, and I know that I already know the karma that needed to end. We were brought together to clear up that karma, and once it was cleared, then, you know, we had to go our separate ways. So I understand that. It's just, you know, in this 3D world, sometimes it hurts.
Yeah, of course it does.
Yeah.
In the physical world, you can't understand it, but when you go past the physical and you look inwards, it's amazing what you see. And you've done very well to do that. Most people will be going, and you haven't.
I understood this way before we parted ways. I knew what he was to me in a past life, and I knew that it was over when that karma was cleared, and I don't ever have to go through that again because it's done. So I don't have to go through that anymore.
Cool. But
let's move in. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for coming on and sharing.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Yeah, bye-bye.
You
bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
All right, next victim.
Alrighty. Let's see. We have Alexandria from Cali.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, Alexandria.
Hi.
Are you
I'm okay.
Lucky today?
Well, yesterday was my birthday.
You're hesitating. I can hear the hesitance. What are you doing?
Well,
fine.
Happy New Year and happy birthday.
Thank you.
And how old are you now?
I'm now 28.
Oh. God bless you.
Oh, my God. Now I'm feeling old. Thanks, Alex. I'll just cut my leg off and count the rings, shall I?
What can we do for
you?
My husband and I, we've been having a lot of money issues. You know, he is works manual labor, and I want to contribute. I'm a stay-at-home mom now, and you know, I want to use my gift, and he doesn't really agree with it, and you know, it's just all this stress is causing our relationship to really separate, and we argue and fight, and these money problems, and I really just want to know if I'm going to succeed in what I'm going to do, because I really want to do it.
Insert the dramatic pause here.
Well,
I can do my Spartacus. No point me doing Spartacus. Everybody's too young to remember Spartacus.
I love Spartacus.
Oh, dear. Finally, someone remembers Spartacus. We had one of our local comedians. He was having coffee once, and he actually wrote Spartacus. Somebody called out Spartacus. The coffee guy called out Spartacus, and the place was quiet. And this guy gets up and goes, "I'm Spartacus." And the whole routine started. And he said he just wouldn't believe it in a million years. Someone actually got the joke. Mind you, they're all ancient, so, you know, I can understand why. So, look, he is a wonderful guy. Don't make me wrong. Don't let me get this wrong for you. But you're fucking dickhead of a husband, and he is at the moment being a dickhead.
Yeah, he is. I call him that.
Okay, Captain Knob is walking on his hands at the moment. Comes from the old school where, you know, the man goes out, the man earns the money, the man looks after the wife. And I can understand this point of view because for me, that's, you know, because I'm old, I got brought up with the same thing. The man goes out, the man supports. So he's one under a lot of financial pressure. Two, you want to help. He feels like he's losing his masculinity because of it, because he was brought up not to do that. So straight away, you're behind the eight ball.
But see, I've always worked. Like, I've always worked until I've had a kid, and I'm just that kind of a person, you know. Like, and I mean, we're
and I can understand that perfectly. I can understand that perfectly, but so I'm not defending him. But I want you to understand that he can't get his head around it. So you're going to keep fighting. I can't stop that. There's no way of stopping that other than sedating him. And then he's just going to be real slow at work. They're going to notice after a while. So I would suggest you try to find a reasonable compromise, if that's possible. Because I've got to tell you, he's still going to keep arguing about it all. The only way it's going to be solved in the long term is that he can, one, see that the aspect of the household, looking after the kid, coming home to a hot, all that sort of shit, you know, the
wife. That's exactly what he said last night.
Yeah, so all the wifey stuff, the wife shit, you know, and that's for anybody. Let's not think I'm being sexist here. At the moment, I have both my knees replaced, so I have been off for the last 4 months on holidays, recuperating, but now my wife's working, so I'm the housewife. I do the housework, I have the meal ready for her when she comes home, you know, the whole works and jerks, because she does it for me, I do it for her.
Yeah.
It's an equal partnership.
Yeah.
So...
Well, I mean, it's a money problem. I mean, we can't pay rent, we can't buy food, we can't do anything right now. I mean, I have to do something, you know.
That's right.
I can't.
Right. You need to, one, tell him he needs to man up and understand it's important. Two, you need to find something that's not going to impact on the stupid social idea that he has, that the household has to be a certain way. So... if you can use your gift to bring the income in and still show that the normality of the house is there, you'll win him over. If you start trying to work 24/7 and he's coming home and he can't, and you know, he needs to come home to feel that he's at home.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the stupid bit about it.
Yeah.
So providing you can control that aspect, not a problem.
Yeah.
Is it going to work? Yes, it will. But it's not going to be easy. But if I look ahead, probably, let's look ahead, say, 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
If I look ahead 2 months, you've got money coming in. It's still tight, but it's certainly a hell of a lot better than what it was. And he's starting to get that understanding. He's always going to disagree with your gift because he was brought up not to believe in that shit. You know?
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
but
exactly.
The money on the table is going to shut him up a little bit.
That's what I'm hoping, you know...
I was lucky. My wife just went, yep, no worries.
Yeah, and it's like I just try to talk to him about it, and so he can understand a little bit more on how being a psychic medium works, you know, and he just can't do it, and he...
No, well, my whole family was like that. My mum was psychic, but she would never let anybody know. When I started doing it, she said, just ignore it. Now, I'm a kid in the 60s in Australia, which is like the 40s in America, and
mm-hmm.
you just don't talk about those things. You know,
yeah.
I was just a crazy kid. Keep your mouth shut, son. So he's come from that era where you don't talk about these things. It's all weird. It's all smoke and mirrors. So don't talk to him about it. Just go, look, I've got to go and do this. I'm not going to talk to you about it because you don't understand it, but, you know, I'm not ripping anybody off. But if the money comes in, it's going to come in.
Yeah.
Because
that's exactly what I told him, like, almost to the words that I told him last night, you know.
What happens is they don't believe it until it actually happens. I'll show you what I mean. My sisters, who I love dearly, persevered in what I do. But when my father was passing away, they saw evidence because of what I had
mm-hmm.
this unnatural ability to tell someone when they're going to fall off the perch.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to say, well, he's going to be dead tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, and then tomorrow he passed away, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they've seen the evidence with mum having dementia and then mum passing away. They saw the evidence. And so they've seen the evidence of the things that I've done, and I warned them about things, and I've been right, and they've very slowly understood. Whether they understand it or believe in it, I don't care. I still do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all you need to understand. All you need to do is, you don't give a four-eyed flying fuck whether he believes it or not.
No.
It works. I'm good at it. And I'm going to do it whether you like it or not. If you don't like it, well, you know, see you later, alligator. But I'm going to do it, and I love you, and I want to make sure everything works out for us. I'll do it low level so it doesn't affect the household.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And just go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
Just go and do it.
Do you see me, like, succeeding in it? Like, actually...
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not going to say it's going to be a wild, great, exciting dream and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And you're going to make mega bucks, but you're good at what you do. You've got good energy. There's plenty of spirits around you. So you'll get a nice, steady trade. And all you've got to do is show that you're contributing to the household and not affecting the household. So you have, like, when he's out, you do it. When he's home, you don't.
Yeah.
And then you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
You just say, look, while you're away, I'm going to be doing this, but I'm also going to be looking after the house. When you're home, you know, the shop's closed.
Yeah.
And if he arms and arms, you go, look, I'm going to do it anyway, because, you know, I'm my person.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't think you don't own me. I'm my person, but I will only do it while you're not here. And I'll close the shop's shut while you are here. And just see how that goes. But do it anyway, because you're going to be good at it.
Yeah, well, I just need to do it. Like, you can't explain You just need to, you know.
You need to do it for yourself anyway. The amount of people that sit there and don't use... And gift's always the wrong word. It's a skill. You've done the work for it. The amount of people that sit here and don't do it and then can't understand why they're slowly going crazy is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have to ignore it. My boss sees spirits all the time because he talks to me about it. But he's scared of doing it. And I say, why? You see them all the time, therefore you're already there. Oh, but, I said, no buts. You know, buts are what you sit on.
Yeah.
No, well, give it a shot.
Yeah. I don't know. He contradicts himself because I think he is a sensitive also, but he just doesn't know. He's more empathic because I see it. And I try to tell him and he's just like,
don't try to tell him. Engage in conversations now, I'm not saying he's dumb, but I'll say it this way. Do not engage in conversations that stupid people can't understand. you are not fucktard whisperer.
Yep.
So don't involve him in it.
Okay.
Until he can see and he comes and asks you. Then you involve him in it slowly.
Okay.
Let him have his world.
Okay.
Okay, that's all I got for you.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
My absolute pleasure.
All righty.
It's her symptomatic fault. Hi, Spartacus. I love that. That was so funny when he put that up on a tweet. I've done this. This old guy, I said, I'm Spartacus. This old guy gets up and goes, no, I'm Spartacus. I love it. Yeah.
All right, guys. Yep. Now we got people in the queue. So if you want a reading, just remember to push one. And the ones who already had readings, just remember to push one, too, to get out of the queue.
Next victim.
For those of you who want readings, just remember to... The call-in number is 347-884-9491. Okay, I think we got everybody. Oh, okay, Christy wants a reading. La, 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 la. Christy.
Quite a new way for when they come into the show.
Hello.
There she is. Hello, darling. How are you?
No. Love. You're too chirpy. You have to go. Next.
Next. That's right. No tree hugging yet.
Hello, beautiful. How are you?
Doing okay. How about yourself, Pete?
It's a new year. I'm so glad that year's over.
I hear you. I am too.
I put up this long post on Facebook telling people about why my year sucked, and I was so glad that to just get rid of it. What a year.
Yeah, it was definitely a learning year. This year, I promise you and Anne, I will hug a tree.
Yeah, I want photo proof, woman, okay? I want some bitch standing there taking a photo going, look, she hasn't fallen against the tree.
There's going to be a tree behind her with a Polaroid. Well, I have to...
It's up on the news, News 11, woman hugs tree. Yeah.
An interesting story to share with you on why I want you to hug a tree. And make you hug a tree quicker or give you incentive to hug a tree. Linda and I were talking about this, and you know how people speak on crystals and how crystals are the Akashic records that the Akashic records are like held in crystals and blah, blah, blah. And one of the informations that I received on, because I get a lot of information about crystals and being in the earth, information about the earth and stuff. I was told that petrified wood was where our Akashic records were held in. And that was actually the crystal that they told me was where our Akashic records were held. And petrified wood is not technically a crystal. It's a mineral or, you know, a fossil or... But
in between,
yeah, I was just... Yeah, I always looked at it as a crystal. You know, I mean, they're all crystals or, you know, a stone or whatever. A rock, as far as I'm concerned. It's a stone, part of the earth. I love trees and all those things. But the way I looked at it was, it has... When you look at a tree... A tree has the rings. And Pete made me think of it before when he was talking about it. You know,
trees
cut
and
off
old
my leg
chefs
and
have
count
rings.
cut off my leg and count the rings. But that's how they keep our lifetimes. That's how they were keeping a tally of our lifetimes and stuff. On a much deeper level. But just to give you an idea, but Linda and I went into it a little bit deeper, and they went into it a little bit deeper for, but just to sake to keep it, you know, very short and to the point. But it was really, really interesting how they explained it. And I just thought that you would get a real jolt out of it if you would hug a tree. You would probably get so much information from that for yourself. So I just thought I'd share that with you.
No, thank you. Yeah, that's interesting.
You know. But I was looking at my stones from when I went traveling with my husband, and I had picked up my petrified wood, and I was thinking about it today. And here you are, so it must have been meant for me to share that with you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know when you get those really bad jokes in your head, you know you just can't say them?
Yeah.
I can't help myself. I just got to say it. There's something quite wrong, Anne. I was just waiting for you to say, oh, look, I have wood. And I don't know if it means the same thing over there, but I know what it means here. I went out with my husband, and look, I've got wood. And I'm just kind of like, no, chef, don't do it, chef. Bad chef. Oh, no. Look, I work in a hospital. And it's a high-care hospital. So we're not allowed, you ready for this? We're not allowed to have nuts, bones, wood. So we're woodless. And I kind of like, the boss is reeling, the dietitians are reeling off. We're not allowed to have any wood, bones, nuts. And I kind of, that's me out. God, it's going to be one of those days, I tell you.
Peter.
And it's petrified. Oh my God, that is really hard.
Never know what you're going to come out with, or aunt, really.
I was going to say, you said I had a stick, I would have been okay with it. But would Peter really? Or even Peter. You know,
right.
But you said wood.
I said wood. I had to say, see, first thing, you know, my boys are in the corner laughing, going, come on, you're going to say it, you're going to say it, and they're going, no. Oh, what the hell? It's a new year. The worst that can happen is we'll have to cancel the show because we're not in the kiddie time. We'll have to do the show later. Why? We have this thing in Australia. All the stuff that's really rude is done after 9:30 because apparently after 9:30 all the kids go to bed. And I think, you know, well, that ain't my boys. So we might have to move the show up to 9:30. Why? Because that dickhead over there keeps saying wood. So anyway, Chrissy, you definitely need to hug a tree this year. Otherwise, I'm going to come over there and have to slap you.
Okay. That's the deal.
You have a whole year now.
Yeah, a whole year. I will get somebody to give a picture of me. It might not be the first one, but sometime during the year.
I want the whole photo. You hugging the tree, the cops tasering you because they think you're doing something strange. It'll be good.
Well, I have a friend that's crazy enough to help me out with it. So, you know, no telling what.
When the cops come, throw her against the tree. They'll taser her instead.
Oh,
you can put on like a Spider-Man onesie or something and just hang off the tree. And no, that won't work. Be funny, though.
Mm-hmm.
To be like my son with his Wookiee onesie. At least I did post the photo of him on Facebook wearing the onesie. Oh dear. So what's that? Just give me a sec, Chrissy. Someone's trying to tell me something. What the hell are you talking about? Where's the park around near you? Let me say this a different way. They're showing me this park that's got a little bridge over it. You know, like a little bridge over a pond or some water. A tiny bridge, we're not talking very big, you know, like about, I don't know, somewhere between 2.5 and 5 meters long.
I would have to do a Google search for that because I don't know.
I'll tell you what it reminds me of. It reminds you of the little Japanese gardens that you get sometimes. We have one down here in Perth. So, there's something, I need you to find a park that's got a little bridge. You can just walk across the bridge over the water.
Okay, I think a friend of mine took me to a place in one of the parks that's on the same side of the river that I'm on. It's not too far away. And I remember walking up. God, it's been so many years ago. It's been like 10 years at least, if not more. I think he had a little bridge to it.
Find one. And I want you just to walk across the bridge. Walk, this is going to sound weird. Walk across it a couple of times. as in just lean against the railing and just enjoy it. It's about a transference of energy over water. It'll improve your year. I know it's going to sound really weird. I'm doing that whole crazy psycho chef thing. I want you to walk across it a couple of times. It's about building up etheric energy, and then the water flows underneath and it clears things off. So it'll be good for you.
Okay.
It'll help you hug a tree better.
Oh, cool.
Okay, that's what I got for you. Before I get into it anymore. Is that possible?
Oh my God, my glasses are so dirty.
I'd like to do a shout out for Christina Hullett because she's not very well at the moment at all. Because they're all talking about it in the chat room. I remoted in on Christina a couple of nights ago, sent one of my boys in and started doing some energy work. I don't think it's going to work, but you know, you got to try. I'm hopeful.
I believe
she's headed into a brain surgery tonight.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah, she was pretty bad. When I got information about her on Facebook a couple of days ago, I went in and went, ooh. I was like, I'm hoping I'm wrong.
Raven just posted the update in the chat room.
I don't know who she is.
It's Mystical Houston.
Her and Tammy used to be with us in Pro Psychic chat when I did it for a while. Christina's lovely. So I wouldn't wish any ill upon her at all. I'm hoping it's all going to work out.
I took an energy class from her. It's a great class.
So I'm going to keep plugging away while she's in there. That's all we can do.
Mm-hmm.
The more people that think about her and offer up energy, the more we can pump into her. So it's all good. That's an interesting thing to explain to everybody on a generalized basis. You're trying to help somebody heal. And people say, send prayers and blessings. It doesn't matter whether you believe it works or not. The action provides energy. Even clicking a like thing on Facebook, I know it sounds hokey, but action provides energy. So you're already putting something hysteric in the air that people can use. A healer like myself comes along. I'm pumping energy into someone to try and help them. But I can... I'm pulling energy from other places as well, and what I'm pulling energy from is the actions. So as people act upon something, it provides something to you, something tangible. It's a very, very basic way of explaining how prayers work. It provides energy. The energy, if the situation is right, the energy gets passed on to where it's supposed to go, and everything helps.
Oh, man. Was she sick a long time?
I don't know. I got very limited information coming back. Raven's putting up a lot in the chat room.
I definitely send their energy and keep her in my prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the family in my prayers as well.
Back to your knee. I can appreciate that. Cool. So, anyway, all jokes aside, fingers crossed everything's going to be all right. Right, next victim.
Okay. I think we are done. We've got one more person on the line, but they are...
hiding?
They're hiding.
Shit scared.
So...
hiding, shit scared. all of the above.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
So they are down.
I was going to give you one of those moral questions. What was it? I love giving you moral. I love giving you moral questions because, you know, we all have our morality. We all have our things that we would do or we wouldn't do. And then I'll give you a classic example. I don't use names. There's no point. So on a hypothetical situation, if you as a psychic medium was collecting unemployment benefits from you, so we're talking about my country, not yours, straight off. If you were collecting unemployment benefits and also running a cash business that produced $60,000 a year, is that morally vacant? And should you be reported?
If I was collecting unemployment and making $60,000 a year,
So we had this wonderful guy who is a very well known psychic medium in our country, and I jokingly call him the angry psychic because he's always putting up stuff that makes us talk about things. You know, you get your fucktard politicians who shoot their mouth off about inappropriate stuff. But the beauty of it is, it actually, in this stupid frickin' PC world that we have, it makes you stop and talk about things right or wrong. And this is what this guy does. He makes us talk about things right or wrong. So at least the communication's going on. You're talking about it. Where people try to be very polite and not, you know, not rock the boat, you need to talk about these things. So this is one of the questions that got put up. What would you do? Well, me, I would report the person straight away because that's just not on, you know. And then they've tried to throw it back and say, oh, well, look, you know, we know you run a business, yada, yada, yada. And it goes, yeah, not a problem. I report to the tax department. I have an ABN. So an ABN is like a business number. We have an ABN, report to the tax department. I have an accountant that makes sure all my books are correct. I claim the correct amount of tax for what I'm doing and tax breaks and everything else like that, and I'm above board, and I can show the paperwork to show that I'm doing it correctly. So if I'm going to do it correctly, why should I let him get away with it? Now, we're not talking about the occasional reading here or there. $60,000 a year, this guy's, the person is charging $200 a reading.
$60,000 is, that's a lot of money.
That's a shitload of money.
That's a new
tax
car.
Free, okay?
That's a house. You know, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. So that was a moralistic question that was put up the other day, and I was thinking, yeah, well, I know
what
I'd be doing.
That's supplying a family for a year.
Yeah.
You know, that's not cool.
I was surprised, strangely enough, about how many people were trying to defend the action. Say there was 100 posts about this. How many people were defending the action and saying, oh, it might be because of this or it might be because of that? And I'm sitting here pulling the information from the stratosphere and going, no, they're wankers and they're ripping people off. Because you're paying taxes. So your taxes pay for the unemployment benefit. I don't know how. Yeah, I know you guys pay for unemployment insurance and all that sort of stuff, but here we don't. We pay our taxes, and part of that tax goes towards unemployment benefits for people who get caught out. So our system is pretty fair. You know, so he's ripping me off by doing it because I'm paying for him to do that, or him or her, should I say. That person. So it's a nice little moral question. Yeah. On a general basis, it's not cool. Well, we had some... nah, better not go there. There's my moral question for the week. My next moral question for the week is, should I pretend that my knees are injured so my wife gets closer so I can catch her?
that you should.
It's hilarious. I went out cycling yesterday. So my right knee, which is now pretty well completely healed, is normal, you know, just normal knee. And my left one is still a little tight. So you kind of just like, you kind of go, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh.
That's funny. Now, how much weight have you lost since your knees have been done?
Except, I have to be honest, except for Christmas and the Christmas slash New Year, I actually put a little bit of weight back. Bad shift. Because I was doing things and not cycling. You know, I love cycling. Cycling for me is my zen. I get on a bike and I'm free and allows me to center myself. So I had to stop cycling for about 4 days or 5 days. So consequently, I've put a couple of kilos back on. I think I'm roughly at the moment just a little over or just a little under 140 kilos.
I've got
a lot more to get off.
In American, that's how much?
Oh, sure. How do I convert that? I think I used to be 300 pounds. I think I'm now 250.
So you're probably about the size of my husband.
Stone. You know, I'm 5'7" or 5'6" now because I'm average. I think I was 26 stone. I think I'm 23 stone now. Well, I haven't used stones and pounds since the 60s. So I've got time to calculate this out properly.
Oh, we need Linda. Linda, what is stones?
Like golf stones?
No.
Oh, dang. Let me go Google.
Give me stones.
Be right back.
Yeah, just think the same thing. I've got one of those converters on my phone.
The only stones I know are gemstones.
Yeah. That's so sad, isn't it? I can't even find the converter I got on my phone. I got a converter so I can go. As a chef, I keep cooking. Here we go. No, it's not there. As a chef, I keep all that sort of stuff on my phone, conversions and everything else. You just need that sort of stuff. That's not going to happen. Yeah, I don't know. Linda will Google it. Oh, damn, it's right in front of me. Bloody hell. That's even worse. Weight mass, here we go. Dun, 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 dun. 1, 4, 2. There he is, ready. Let me reiterate that again.
So,
roughly 313 pounds.
14 pounds?
Yeah, I'm about 300 pounds. Yeah, I'm about 300 pounds. Now, to refix this up. Back. Come on.
Well, how many stones did you say?
Hey, I'm just going to revert. Okay. I used to be, at my worst, 346 pounds. Which is, has it got stones here? Yeah. So now I'm 300 pounds. Is that right? 312? 140 equals. I'm 308 pounds at the moment. Where I'm supposed to be is. I'm supposed to be 220 pounds. I've got a little way to go. In other words, I weigh the amount of a small truck, a small island in the Caribbean. A boatload of refugees, a baby elephant, a small family of 5 kids, a light sedan. Yeah, 308 pounds is what I'm at the moment. I still got another 100 pounds to lose to be at an optimum weight to make my knees last.
You weigh as much as me and my husband.
Yeah. So you know,
what?
Large. Like I said before, I sat down and my airbags went off. That's my excuse. Remember, people, never drop chocolate, never spill chocolate on yourself. I will find you. So,
how tall are you, Chef?
Sorry, say again.
How tall are you?
I used to be 5'7". I'm about 5'6", somewhere between 5'6" and 5'7". So there's no such thing as a large frame. I'm a medium frame. I used to be at my fighting weight. I used to be about 95 kilos. I had a 15-inch, just 18-inch waist and 17-inch arms and, you know, well, you see, bodybuilding and all that sort of stuff. yeah. My sister had a waist.
Oh, we have one caller now. You ready for our last caller?
Last victim? Yep.
Last victim. All right. 334, who are you and where are you calling from?
Well, I'm calling from heaven.
Heaven?
Ah, long distance.
Another angel has fallen. Dun, dun, dun.
Another angel has fallen. Angel has fallen. So it really should sound like this.
I'm flying. I don't know what y'all are talking about.
You're still in the air. Dun, dun, dun. How you doing, sweetie?
Yeah. Amazing. And both of you. I hear Chef has got... he would shrink.
Dead word.
That's amazing. What'd you say? I can't hear you. You're breaking up. That wood is breaking up.
That wood is burning now.
It must have been the long fall.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, sorry. I'm only getting every third. Is that Queen? All I get like a third word.
Yes. Yeah, so it's Queen, and it sounds like you're shape shifting or something. Your weight is changing, your height is changing. I'm just wondering what's happening.
I'm hoping to transform into a transformer, I suppose.
Yeah, that sounds like. I mean, clearly you're shorter now than you were before, and it's amazing that you were a fighter. I just got that, and with just such a gentle spirit.
I was surprised considering my weight, how long my knees lasted. And yet I actually know somebody that weighs a considerable amount more than me, and they've got lovely knees, and they just walk around every day, and I'm kind of like, really? How do you do that? That isn't the word I use of them, but it is close.
What did they say? How did they maintain their knees? What was their secret?
They just said they get up every morning, they get up every morning and they get down every night. And I'm kind of like, wow. And I'm just like, it's hard to explain. They're actually twice my size. You've all seen the photos I stuck up on Facebook. I've been having my uniform and all that. You can see how much I've lost a lot of weight up the top of my chest. And a lot of it's basically coming down to the size of my waistline because I'm losing it. So, but this particular person has it from the top all the way down. They're almost like a beach ball. And it just amazes me.
I don't know what you said because you were breaking up. So the last two
sentences. Sorry. It's my size.
Yeah, you're breaking up. You're breaking up.
But on the good side of it all, it's all coming off. Exercising like crazy. Because we're sitting down or standing still.
Yeah, you're breaking up. It's hard to hear.
Yeah, sorry, Queen. It's a very bad line.
Well, what's my line? I do have a question for you.
Yep. What is it, Queen?
While I was listening, and I was surprised you all were on, and I was listening, and I kept hearing you all, is anybody on the line? So I said, okay, I'll press one. The question is, and I like the way I formulated it while I was waiting, is what is the strongest door, opportunity, or experience that I have?
I just can't. I'm still only just getting every third word. I'm sorry.
What is?
Bad Queen.
What is the strongest door, portal, opportunity that I have opened up?
What is the strongest portal ever?
Yes, from portal, opportunity, or experience that I have opened up from my past actions and reactions.
Good question.
That's what I thought.
I can see a portal, you open it up. I'm just trying to figure out the right way of describing it. You know, 2 years ago, you opened up your portal spiritual journey. About 3 months ago, you opened up the portal of etheric learning. So they usually lead to the portal of higher consciousness. So I believe that'll be the one that you'll open up next.
Okay. Could you elaborate from your point of view what that would mean? And the second, what you said I opened up 2 months ago, I couldn't hear the word, so I don't know what that was.
The same thing. Sorry, I got every third word. I heard you say elaborate. How are you going to find that portal? Well, the portal will find you. That's usually the way it works. As you develop yourself spiritually, different doors open for you. Meditation is the thing I find that opens the most doors, because you just know that as you go down deeper, you feel the change. There's other things. I know it's going to sound hokey. You step outside to do meditation and find that the sky is bluer or the grass is greener. You know, the imprint of colours come into your eyesight, into your brain, are more vivid on some days than others. And that's usually a reflection of the etheric energy around you. So it's one indication of things that are coming.
If you're talking, I can't hear anything now.
I know. You'll probably have to pick it up on archive. You've got a talisman coming your way. An ugly looking little thing. It's a little body and big head.
Does that sound familiar, Ann?
It sounds very familiar.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a good thing.
It's magical. I'm working on one for myself now, too.
A little guy with a little body, with little short arms and legs, but it's got an African mask on the front of it.
Sounds familiar.
Red paint down one side, or across the cheeks down one side, and there's blue or there's black on the other side. I'm trying to... What the hell is that? I don't know. No, that's...
He's gone again. He's shape-shifting.
Sorry, I'm just not getting any I just can't hear what you were saying.
Yeah, you guys are like, it's weird. I can see what's going on between you guys. It's almost as if it's like squares and circles. I don't know how to explain it, but I could see it. And it's like you guys are trying to reach for each other's hands and are just missing each other.
Are we probably too much changing?
It's like your communication, and you're just missing each other. And I can hear you guys perfectly. Both of you. And it's so weird.
You're breaking up as well. let me pull back, Derek. Let me pull back.
Both of you are perfectly clear to me also.
Isn't that weird?
Neither one of you are breaking up with the sound that I'm hearing. That is very strange.
Let's try that. I'll pull my energy back. Let's see if that'll help.
But, like I was saying, that I mean, Queen, if you listen to him in archives, you'll probably hear him perfectly fine. But I understand exactly what he's saying about where you're going and what you're doing. And I think he's like spot on the money with what he said to you.
Okay.
And I do think that it's part of, it's like a process. It's not, I hate to say that they're stepping stones, but I more think that it's almost like you're going down a hallway and you're looking indoors. And you're going, okay, I've been through this. I've been in this room already. 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 But each time you go in a room, you acquire the knowledge that's in that room. But the next room that you're going in is more of a room of sensitivity. And you're becoming more sensitive to your surroundings. So everything you're becoming hypersensitive, even more so than you were before.
Oh, wow.
You know, so not so much so that with your senses on the outside, but your inner senses are becoming hypersensitive.
That's good.
Okay. And they will turn on faster. You know how, like, with people with Reiki, they don't have to say Reiki on? It just automatically turns on. That's how your inner senses will come on. You know? It's not like spidey senses, but it'll just be vivid. Like, you know, you'll see auras and stuff, but it's more than that. And you'll see what I mean when you'll be like, whoa, this is a little bit much. Why is everything in, like, Univision? That's how vivid everything will be.
You know, when you said it, I thought whoa, but then I said yes. So I will I will balance that quickly. And tomorrow, I think it's tomorrow, I saw something. One of my ancient brothers, and current brother, he pass something around where it's supposed to be something, and I forgot the time, so I could pass it to you on Facebook. that NASA was saying there's something planetary happening with the planets where there's going to be some kind of major alignment for a certain time tomorrow, and also the new moon. I'm adding that. I mean, full moon. But we're supposed to be able to feel for 3 seconds, something like that, some minuscule amount of time, but yet significant in that, maybe I'll say 10 seconds. If we jumped in the air and, you know, it would take us 2 seconds to come down, in this time frame, it's going to be like 10 seconds we can stay up there. It's going to be a longer period of time that we are going to experience.
Like hypergravity?
Yes, 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 yes. Now, it was in reading the article, it was, you know, saying, you know, you're not going to be able to levitate in most cases. This is me again. But that the energies for all of us, are, it's going to be there, that it's going to be a shift that we can feel that ability to levitate. I mean, it's going to, something is going to click in us. And it triggered that remembrance, that raw remembrance, that when you were saying that about what would be happening to me, that, you know, for a moment it was like, ooh, but instantly I shifted and welcomed that you know, new experiences or old experiences coming again. And I really, you know, look forward to change and receiving the hypersensitivity from within, because the Creatress is that, for sure, and welcoming her into my, stronger into my vibration is a, is a joy. Well, Gaznik, would you think? I couldn't resist.
Of course. Well, I think a lot of people forget, too, that, you know, when they say, you know, third eye wide open, that, you know, that meditation time that we are supposed to spend with ourselves to connect with, you know, spirit or God, with a God within us, really connects us to the universe and what is beyond on a very deep level, and kicks into all the things within us, the workings of the brain and on a cellular level, and really opens us up. It's not just meditating and per se and letting your imagination run wild, but really does connect you to all the inner workings and opens you up on a really, really deep level. And people don't spend that time to really go within. So if you really sit and spend that quality time with yourself, you get to open yourself up. And that's what they used to do in ancient times. And, you know, you speak about levitation. They were able to do that way back when. And I think that's what gave them all that knowledge and all that wisdom and all that power. And, you know, they always look to other places, you know, to have given them this information when it was really within themselves that they acquired this. Which is kind of sad that they're always looking everywhere else but to themselves. So
people forget to look in.
Right. Absolutely. So just a thought, people.
Nice to connect with you all again.
Nice to connect with you too.
Thank you.
Oh, twice my pleasure.
All right, guys. Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Linda, anything you want to add before we Saturday.
Hello,
now.
Linda.
Hi, Dee.
First month of the year. Hello, Linda. Bye, Linda.
As I have Pete's coughing fit.
I'm glad you got it.
No, I'm my mind's blank at this moment. Totally and completely blank. Which is probably good.
Well, everybody be safe. We should have it should be a very good year for everybody. I have my fingers crossed.
Yeah, and I have my toes, so we're good on both ends.
Lord. Maybe we shouldn't bring up the appendages again.
Well, I do warn everybody that I'm not PC.
No,
PC. I'm going to change it from now on. PC is going to mean Pete.
Yeah.
Could.
Or maybe pie crust.
Pie crust. Oh. You saw I got to your show, the blue party. I made it to your show, but I was just too knackered. I actually got up for it. It was like 3 in the morning. I went to bed at 2 in the morning, and then I got up for the show, and it's kind of like, about 3:30, 4:00, I just went, I got it.
All right, guys. Well, I will see you guys soon, and you have a great week.
Yep. Everybody have a great week.
Okay. I was on the show.
Good night.
Good night, guys. Good night, all.
Yeah, bye, everybody.